I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. There's a heady mix of tension and anticipation in Senegal's capital, Dakar. The West African nation has long been a stable democracy, but this Sunday's presidential election has people worried. There are more than a dozen candidates crowding the ballot. That includes the 85-year-old incumbent president, Abdoulaye Wade. Some warn that if Wade is re-elected, Senegal could see unprecedented violence. The World's Marco Werman is in Dakar, following the drama and the players.
Abdoulaye Wade is running for a third term. The Constitution doesn't allow it, but he successfully petitioned Senegal's Constitutional Court to let him run anyway. Since that decision was announced less than a month ago, there have been almost daily protests in the center of Dakar. The politically engaged community of rap musicians in Dakar wants Wade out. On Tuesday, they gathered with other opponents near Independence Square to voice their anger. That protest ended in tear gas and panic. The mantra-like chant of the rappers and the name of their group, Yanama, or We're Fed Up, says it all. As they see it, no jobs, a high cost of living, and constant blackouts. All the while, a small group of elites grows wealthy. Rapper Human is one of the leaders of Yanama.
We have the power to elect whoever we want. And we have the power to take you off in this message for the next president. Even if you are elected now, make sure that if tomorrow you're not doing the thing the right way, we have the power to chase you out of the country.
On Wednesday, a soccer stadium was packed with enthralled Wade supporters, and most were under the age of 30. The official spokesman for Abdoulaye Wade is Serine Mbake Njai. He says the Wade camp actually appreciates the rappers. They are non-violent, he says, and they clean up after their protests. But Njai told me yesterday that the Yanama people forget what Wade has done for the country since he first took office in 2000.
Quand il y a eu des inondations, le président Wade a créé une nouvelle ville qu'on appelle le plan Jahai.
Wade created a new affordable community for those who got washed out in the floods of 2009, Njai says. Look at the roads Wade has built, the hospital, the new schools, two renovated stadiums, and so on. The rappers can say they've been let down by Wade, Njai continues. But the majority of Senegalese, the youth, he says, do not. But this isn't just about Wade versus some angry young musicians. There's also the umbrella opposition group M23. It's named for the 23rd of June last year, when Wade tried to push through two amendments to the Constitution, one permitting a victory in a first round with just 25% of the vote, the other allowing for a vice president. Those changes didn't happen, but it put many in Senegal on alert that Wade had plans to hand off power to his son, Karim. Karim Wade's held several ministerial posts, and it's estimated he controls 40% of the national budget. Alioune Tine is one of the coordinators of M23. He was detained and questioned for several days in January around his role in organizing anti-Wade protests. I had to meet him in a secret location where he was hiding for his safety. He says even members of Wade's own party have told him privately why the 85-year-old is running again.
They said if he is doing so, he is for his son. And if the son becomes president, the party will, and many of them will lose their places in Senegal.
And then there is the Youssou N'Dour factor. The superstar musician threw his hat in the ring for the presidency late last year, but then last month the Electoral Commission told him that his candidacy petition didn't have enough signatures. N'Dour has become an opposition activist, appearing regularly at rallies. In fact, he was at the rally on Tuesday that ended in a fog of tear gas. One of the canisters struck him in the foot, and he's been limping all week. But yesterday at a small press conference, he shrugged it off. N'Dour had met with former Nigerian president Olusegun Obasanjo, who was trying to bring some senior statesman calm to Senegal in the run-up to Sunday's vote. I pointed out to Ndour that it was the government of Obasanjo in 1979 that prevented radical Afrobeat musician Fela Kuti from running for president of Nigeria.
Je respecte beaucoup Fela, je pense que il reste une référence pour moi.
I respect Fela a lot. He remains a great reference for me. But I say, beware of all leaders who won't allow their own countrymen to run for office.
Senegalese go to the polls on Sunday. Many here believe Abdoulaye Wade will win, and that is expected to lead to widespread anger and possible violence. Presidential spokesman Ndiaye says the army and police will be out in force and that Senegal will not be torn apart. And if an African version of the Arab Spring takes root in Senegal, I asked Ndiaye, would that be the fault of the opposition or President Wade?
Je ne crois pas à ce printemps. Maintenant, si ça devait arriver.
He said he doesn't believe there will be an African spring in Senegal. But if there is, it can't be the fault of Abdoulaye Wade, he says, because he respects the established order in Senegal. And we believe whatever crisis this vote might bring, he said, we'll be able to handle it. For The World, I'm Marco Werman, Dakar, Senegal.